Hey everybody, this is Roni's Own Radio for January 14th, 2008. How's everybody doing? Our website is ronizone.com. If you don't know how to spell that, you can spell it this way, jrdonline.com. If you have anything, feedback, anything that you want to say or relay to me, you can email me at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Well, 2007 was a wild ride. Wild, wild, wild. We started off, Colleen and myself, going to Disney World in Orlando. Had a great time. Got back, and a few weeks after that, she was laid off from work. And that was pretty wild. And it affected everything. It was one of those magical moments where you reorganize your priorities, you see what's important, you see what's not, and you really hold up a list of what you're paying for and what you're buying and seeing kind of how it fits in with the grand scheme of things. And we are very scaled back. Christmas was very scaled back, and I think it was a good thing. I think we put things on importance that were dealing with relationships and people and family. And so we spent a lot of time with her family, and it was good. It was a good thing. And, you know, we're in a new year, thank goodness. And, you know, I was the one that told Colleen, I'm glad to get out of 2007. And she goes, but Jeff, we learned so much last year. So that's why I married her. She reminds me of what's important. So
we can't transmit because something else is already transmitted. Somewhere close, the signal's strong.
Train, how would
what kind of transmission is
it? Could be a sat phone, maybe a radio signal.
Can we listen to it?
Let me get the frequency first. Hold on.
This is a Generally Speaking Podcast Network update.
Hi, everybody. My name's Cliff Ravenscraft.
And I'm Stephanie Ravenscraft.
Together, we record and produce the Generally Speaking Weekly Lost podcast, a fan-based podcast devoted to the hit ABC show Lost.
From the beginning, our purpose has been to take the casual Lost viewer and turn them into Lostaholics.
It's worked, too. We have thousands of listeners from all over the world, including some of the cast from the show.
Each week, we review the current episode of Lost, where we break the show down into two main segments: character analysis, and exploring the mystery.
We also keep everybody up to date with Lost in the news. You can learn who's going to be interviewed on what TV talk show, and where you can find access to special deleted scenes on the net, and things of that nature.
And of course, we're always happy to take a call from our listener line, where you can be part of our show with your own thoughts and theories. Here's a clip from a call we received from someone who any Lostaholic would recognize.
Hey, Cliff, Stephanie, Tori. Heard you guys talking about me.
We want to invite you to come and get lost with us. You can find us on the web at generallyspeakingpodcast.com.
And if you listen to the Generally Speaking Weekly Lost podcast, you'll understand why thousands of our listeners are saying to themselves,
"We're going
to
need to watch that again."
I want to talk a little bit about Golden Compass and The Last Temptation of Christ and all those types of films where Christians get together and say, this is bad and we need to do something. We need to warn everybody. And I just want to publicly say, stop that. Because I think that people put emphasis on it by trying to stop something or warn people, and it gets more press. If you don't feel comfortable about something, don't go there. I also feel, I'm saying this on record too, uncomfortable with people that months before a film is released, that they're already starting to release little things about it. I really start to take a second, a third, and fourth look at something like that. So, we don't need to carry signs and rally around. If you don't want to go, don't go. Da Vinci Code should have taught us a number of things. Number one, do not get over furious about something that, you know, makes no sense. Second of all, let the movie come out. It will do what it's going to do. And all that fury, all that preparedness, all the church groups that got together to answer questions, which I think was a good thing. Unfortunately, we should have done that long before The Da Vinci Code ever came out. Answer questions about why we believe what we believe, who is Mary Magdalene, who was the woman that was caught in the many sins and all this kind of stuff. Who were these people? But no, we just kind of accept what is said and never really look into it. But, Da Vinci Code came out and it did nothing. So, very little. So, Golden Compass came out, did very little. Even though the subject matter was trimmed down a bit, according to what I've read, Nicole Kidman had them kind of... trim some material out, which is fine. But still, it's a movie. It's a movie.
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more. Plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
So, another thing is I did a lot of traveling over last year, and I noticed something. Now, I'm a Christian, and what I notice is there is a growing number of very outspoken agnostics and atheists. They're just really, really outspoken, and it is odd to me that because of the separation of church and state, people can walk up to me and in a certain instance and say, you need to stop talking about your religion. Now, I don't talk about my religion all the time, but if I was going to, I would imagine that someone would say something and say, this is making me feel uncomfortable. I don't think this is the place for this. However, folks who take the opposing view don't believe in God at all. I have noticed that they have just really filled my ear space and all with just all these things about, this and that, and how could God exist with this going on and all these things and how could those Christians, really believe in God with all the famine and all these kind of things. And just loudly talking and laughing and on a plane, from what I'm taking a total guess here. I think they're a group of paralegals, and we're talking about, just their disdain for Christianity and how could people and all these studies they've read about the this and that and da 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 da. Now, this is what I find really interesting. I find it interesting that an atheist will spend so much time talking to each other, to the other atheists that they hang around, because they certainly wouldn't hang around with Christians. But they will spend so much time talking about God or Christians, when if it's the way they feel and they know there is no God, why waste your breath? Why talk about it? Just talk about something else. The weather, Celine Dion. I don't know. Talk about anything. It's just so incredible to me to waste time talking about something that you really don't believe in anyway. And really just kind of build your case that you already believe. It's so funny. It's like cramming for a test you already passed. It's just weird. Listen. This is Planet Earth. I am Jeff Roney, a Christian on this planet. Please, atheists. I know what you believe. Great. I want to be friends with you. I want to hang around with you. But you don't got to prove your case to me. And really, why would you want to prove your case to another atheist? It just, that doesn't make any sense. You know, I don't call up another Christian and go, you know, God exists because of this and this and that. I mean, that may be a turn of phrase. Maybe if I look at a flower and say, you know what, that really means that God exists to me. But the conversation that I heard on the plane was more of like a prep for a test. You know, it was just like they were kind of going over all these things, and I was like, let it go. You know, that's what you believe. Great. I'd rather not hear it. I'm on a plane. I can't enforce anything. And actually, I don't mind that you say what you say, as long as I can say what I say. It kind of perturbs me, but I don't want to pass a law. You know, it just bugs me. But there's a lot of things that bug me, like slow drivers and people that stop in front of me in the store. Yeah, I don't know. That's just life. But, you know, atheists, just give it a rest. I don't know. You know, why do crosses on the side of the road bother you? Why? You know, I mean, with all the things that go along with Christmas, boy, you got to celebrate everybody at Christmas time. Okay, great. But, you know, if you are an atheist, and you are so proved in your own mind at what you believe, why does it bother you? Why does it bother you? I just, you know, listen, there are things on television that I don't believe in, that I don't espouse, but I don't watch it. I don't know. There's things that I see as I drive. There's things I don't know. I guess I'm just very accepting, huh? You know, and that's a funny thing is they want me to accept everybody and everything, but the atheist can't accept me and what I believe. That is interesting, isn't it? That's interesting to me. They want me to be one way, but they don't want to be the same way. Funny.
We were nerds, dorks, geeks. We were shunned, ridiculed, and downtrodden. But we saw the world through a different set of eyes than others did. We were the ones who escaped to our imaginations to make sense of the world around us. We have ever been the dreamers, creators, and seekers of myth, for it is here we look for understanding in our world. Somehow, no matter how bad things got, we were always looking up. Join me, Indiana Jim, for discussion of the latest headlines and hottest topics in the realm of geekdom, from science fiction and fantasy, to movies and the music that makes them great. Writing, philosophy, inspiration from history, and the newest geek gadgets. Visit thingsarelookingup.wordpress.com and explore with me the things that have us looking up to the horizon, the heavens, and beyond.
So, we are now moving into the most wild, incredible, different presidential election I've ever seen. I mean, we got YouTube debates and Facebook debates and movies coming in from people, and it is wild. You know, we've got a female president in the running for the election, have an African-American man in the running. You know, we got a bunch of other folks. You know, it is it's really incredible, and I think it is exciting to see all the choices, all the people that are really in the race. And I think that is really cool. Whatever you believe, you probably got somebody that you're rooting for. And that's a good thing. You know, the one thing I hate an Oscar Academy Awards that's already decided before it starts. And I hate the same thing with a presidential election. It is kind of fun to see who is going to win? And frankly, I am tired of the you know, look, I voted for Bush. Sorry. I'm sorry. But I'm so sick of hearing every 6 months the wiretap. Well, unfortunately, we should have let other people know, and perhaps we overstepped our bounds, blah, blah, blah. I got tired of that. There's 7 or 8 or 9 times. Those types of things that were leaked or, you know, revealed in the news. And then they got to say, well, perhaps we made a mistake. And then they can't keep anybody that they put in. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Just beat tired, you know. And, you know, it's so funny now that the backing of the evangelicals is split. You know, Giuliani? Wow. I mean, it's just, it's a wild race. It is a wild, wild presidential election race. It's just wild. So, anyway, the only thing I can say is get involved. You know, I mean, the Democrats, you know, have been moaning and crying and sad and mad for so long. You better get involved. You know, because you cannot tell. Oh, you can't tell me that you know the big bad Republicans, you know, messed up that last election too. That they messed up 2 in a row. You know, just keep Nader out of it, I guess, and get out and vote. Goodness sake, you know, I don't know. You know, if you're complaining about it, if you're mad about it, do something. You know. Get a blog, post in a forum, do something. So, anyway. But I think the saddest thing about the presidential election is, you know, we have a woman running and we have African-American man running. And the sad thing is we still can't talk about each other and to each other. And that's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. There's always a word or an inference or something, and somebody gets really upset. And frankly, I think we need to find a way to talk to each other. I don't know how. I do not know how, you know, because unfortunately some words just are filled with such pain and feeling and emotion that you just can't say anything. And that's sad. That is really sad. So, you know, my hope is we learn as a people, as a human race, that we can live together on a planet and talk. You know, I feel so bad about the way the Indians are treated. I feel so bad about the way the African Americans are treated. Slavery in all parts of the world. You know, I feel bad the way that women are treated and were treated. But you know what? We need to start something now. We need to learn how to communicate now. How? You got any ideas? You know, you got any ideas about the you know, how atheists and Christians can live on the same planet? And not remove everything from everywhere so we just don't live on a sand dune with nothing? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's America, but it's really not free because you don't want to upset anybody else. And that's just, I don't know, it's just weird. I mean, there's one thing to have a big neon sign in your front lawn espousing whatever. But there's another thing. That everything that you believe in, whether you're pagan, whether you're Mormon, whether you're Catholic, whether you're whatever, it comes to a point where when you can't be you within reason, that it's just not, I don't know. I feel very, very, very sad about that. So if you have any thoughts about that, email me, jeff.roney@gmail.com. And this is Jeff Roney. And this has been Roney's Own Radio for January 14th, 2008. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon. See ya.